Mr. President, Dr. Margaret Ken, Director General of WHO, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. It is my privilege and pleasure to address this August gathering on the occasion of the 66th World Health Assembly of the World Health Organization. First and foremost, as chairman of the G15 group of countries, I present the highlight of the statement prepared by G15 group. I have the honor and the great pleasure to deliver the summary of the joint statement on behalf of the group of 15, a summit level group of developing countries comprising 17 member states. The fuller statement can be collected at the entrance of the assembly hall. The group has time and again emphasize that sound public health, besides being central to the Millennium Development Goals, is also fundamental to socio-economic progress. Seeing that notable progress is being made in the health sector, we call for united global action as our most effective collective response to the daunting global health challenges that stress us in the face. We urge the international community to continue its efforts in furthering the pace of progress on the health-related MDGs to give a boost to global partnership for fully inclusive and equitable globalization and transformative people-centric development. We are also of the view that the present health-related MDGs should remain central to the post-2015 development agenda. We remain deeply concerned that the global burden and threat of non-communicable diseases constitute one of the major challenges for national and global development. The health and socio-economic toll of non-communicable diseases is already impeding achievement of MDGs and will continue to pose one of the major development challenges in the 21st century. While noting the progress since the 2011 high-level meeting of the General Assembly on non-communicable diseases, the group welcomed the development by the WHO of a global action plan for the prevention and control of NCDs for 2013-2020 and a comprehensive global monitoring framework for the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases and recommends its adoption at this assembly. Recognizing the high incidence of communicable diseases such as HIV, AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria, and their impact on developing countries, the group reiterates the need for appropriate international policy space to facilitate equitable access to affordable, equity safe, the efficacious medicines, including generics, immunization services, safe vaccines, and advanced medical technologies for combating such diseases. Influenza pandemics and the ensuing health emergencies also call for improved mitigation and management capacities, preparedness, and timely response. Building in stronger partnership and promoting investment in development core capacities and multi-sector emergency risk management policies and plan remain crucial. The group reaffirms its conviction that health is a precondition for an outcome and an indicator of all three dimensions of sustainable development as embodies in the future we want at RioPlus20. The group calls for inter alia, a coordinated approach to strengthen the capacity of health system for monitoring and minimizing public health impact of climate change through advocate preventive measures, timely management of natural and human induced disasters. Last but not the least, the group would like to record its appreciation for the commitment and tireless efforts of Dr. Chan and expresses its support for their ongoing reforms in the WHO and hopes that it will emerge renewed and stronger to be able to fulfill its constitutional mandate as the global health authority. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the government of Sri Lanka, I would like to thank the World Health Organization, especially Dr. Margaret Chan, Director General, for organizing this very important meeting, which is considered as the highest global forum for improvement of health status of health people living in all corners of this world. We all aware that the whole world is passing through turbulent times. The demographic transition is leading to challenges of aging, a growing burden of non-communicable diseases and lifestyle-related diseases. Therefore, the World Health Organization, as the leader in global health, has a greater responsibility overcoming difficulties faced by the health sector today. The government of Sri Lanka consider that it is the responsibility of the government to preserve the pre-health services and safeguard the right of every citizen for comprehensive and quality healthcare services. We have given high priority for communicable diseases prevention using primary healthcare approach. As undernutrition among mothers and children below 5 years remains a challenge, the government of Sri Lanka has established a National Nutrition Council with His Excellency the President as the chair in order to involve all relevant ministries in addressing the issue of malnutrition. We wish to inform the Assembly that we have developed our migration health policy, which includes addressing the health of inbound, outbound, and internal migrants. We are now not only a sending country, but we also preserve labor migrants. We urge other member states to review that stand on access to primary health care, safety and dignity of migrants' communities, which will be beneficial to all. Ladies and gentlemen, proposed reduction in the program budget for 2014-2015 for the Southeast Asia region is not justifiable, considering the fact that 1/4 of the world population and 1/3 of the global disease burden are confined to our region. Therefore, I earnestly request the Director General of World Health Organization to reconsider this decision for reduction of budget allocations to Southeast Asia region at the next executive board meeting. I sincerely hope that your experience, combined wisdom, and the recommendation of this meeting will effectively contribute and further strengthen our effort towards a better health tomorrow. Thank you.